It's nice to be here in Bhaktivedanta Manor again. Somehow I don't manage to get here so often. And it's nice to be reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita with you, and especially to be reading this chapter when I, soon after I joined the devotees several decades ago, in Germany, we received a book that Srila Prabhupada had written. It was called Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. Anyone know this book? Most of you don't know it. Very few, yes. Lord Chaitanya in Five Features was the seventh chapter of Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, while Srila Prabhupada was translating and writing his purports to this chapter, he felt this is an important chapter. This is so important that let's publish a separate book just of this chapter. I think it was just chapter 7, maybe 7 and 8. And when we got this book, I mean, we became so excited. We were just bursting out the door. We have to, you know, spread this mission. It was so exciting. It was great. Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. Okay, we have verse 81. All right, let's chant this together. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking. And who is he speaking with? Ishwarapuri. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I've become mad simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. Such a nice question. Such a nice problem. Don't you wish you had this problem? Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays in his Shikshashtaka, Yugaitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayitam Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. It is the aspiration of a devotee that while he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his eyes will fill with tears, his voice falter, and his heart throb. These are good signs in chanting the holy name of the Lord. In ecstasy, one should feel the entire world to be vacant without the presence of Govinda. This is a sign of separation from Govinda. In material life, we are all separated from Govinda and are absorbed in material sense gratification. Therefore, when one comes to his senses on the spiritual platform, he becomes so eager to meet Govinda that without Govinda, the entire world becomes a vacant place. It's interesting that Srila Prabhupada goes in this particular direction in his purport to this verse. Regarding the verse that he quotes, Yugaitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda vinahename, I like to shock devotees a little bit. You know, we always pray to Srila Prabhupada, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine, right? That Srila Prabhupada delivers the Paschatya Desha, the Western lands, from Nirvishesha Shunyavadis. And then I shock everyone by saying, we're also Shunyavadis. We are Shunyavadi in this sense. We see the whole world as empty without Govinda. At least we aspire to see in that way. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the whole world is empty without Govinda. And as a result, Chakshusha Pravishayitam, the eyes are filled with tears. And Prabhupada is explaining that this is what we aspire to experience when chanting the holy name. And the implication is that this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling soon after he received the holy name from Ishvarapuri. I've sometimes wondered, we hear about these wonderful and very intense ecstatic symptoms. We use the word symptom. Usually when we speak of someone having symptoms of something, we associate this with a diseased condition, right? I have the symptoms of a cold or the symptoms of a flu. So the symptoms of ecstasy, Prabhupada often speaks of them. I sometimes wonder, what if, one of us, sort of regular rank and file Hare Krishnas, somehow or other by Krishna's grace, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace, would one day find ourselves genuinely overwhelmed with such feelings as we hear about, as are described. And there you are in the temple, and suddenly you really cannot control yourself, and you really find yourself collapsing on the floor. I wonder, how would everyone react? I suspect we would all be rather confused and concerned, and we might, carry the person out of the temple and say, there's something wrong with him, call the ambulance, he's gone mad. there was a short story, I believe it was written by Dostoevsky, but maybe it was Tolstoy. Someone can tell us. A short story called The Grand Inquisitor. And this takes place in, I guess we'd say, the late Middle Ages in Spain. And the story is that there is the Grand Inquisitor of the the Roman Catholic Church. They were having their inquisition about all these people who were considered some one way or another deviant. And then into the middle of this scene, Jesus himself appears. And the Grand Inquisitor arrests him and puts him in jail. And then he goes to see him and he says, I'm sorry, but you don't belong here. You don't belong here. It's not going to work for you to be here. This would be, no, you're just too radical. I'm sorry. You'll have to leave. So I sometimes wonder if Lord Chaitanya were present with all of his madness, how would we deal with it? It's just a question. It's just a thought that that comes to my mind. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing his concern about himself. he's come to this place of pilgrimage, Gaya. Anyone has been to Gaya? Maharaji. Most devotees of followers of Lord Chaitanya aren't inclined to go to Gaya, but it's really a place of pilgrimage for us as well, because it's, first of all, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, and something very significant happened to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was there. He became a Hare Krishna. Yes. The residents of Navadvip, some of the senior residents, Vaishnavas, Srivas Thakur in particular, was quite concerned about this young man. He had come from a nice Vaishnava family, but he wasn't showing any interest. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. He wasn't showing any interest in Krishna, in the life of the Vaishnavas. His father was a good Vaishnava, his mother was a good Vaishnavi, and here was this fellow Nimai. They were calling him Nimai Pandit. He was a pandit, no doubt. So many pandits were there in Navadvip. Navadvip was, later it was, came to be called the Oxford of India because so much scholarship was going on there. But that was the problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he would be called later, as Nimai Pandit, was simply a pandit, simply doing Dukrin Karana. He was simply taking grammatical rules and juggling Sanskrit terms. What was the use of all of this? But he did come from being from a pious Hindu family, and the word Hindu does appear in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Scholars tell us this seems to be one of the first texts in which this term appears, always in counterpoint or in contrast to Muslim, except the word Muslim does not appear. Other words are used. He was a pious Hindu, and his father had died. And what do pious Hindus do when the father dies? They perform the Shraddha rituals, the, what is it called? Obsequies, the rituals for someone who has departed. And the place to do this is Gaya. Why is it Gaya? There's probably some of you know the story. I don't know. There's a Puranic story about this. But in any case, it's become a place where you go and have this performed with the help of Brahmanas who are swarming the place. I've been there, and I may have told you this some years ago. As soon as you get off the bus, they come running up to you to engage you, or for you to engage them in these rituals. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there for this purpose, and while he was there, no doubt, well, we know of one temple that he visited, one particular temple, and that is the temple of the main temple of Gaya called the Vishnu Pada temple. In this temple, rather than the Lord appearing as the Murti form, he appears in the form of his footprint. There's a large stone in the center of the temple, and there is this impression which appears as a footprint. Which is interesting because you think of the deity as, how to say, the positive form of the Lord. He appears, you know, three-dimensionally before our eyes. The footprint of the Lord, I sometimes think of it like you have a positive photographic print, and I mean, we don't have these anymore nowadays because of digital technology, but you used to have the negative. So footprint is a negative of what? Of a foot, of a positive foot. So here we have the negative, so to say, the impression, but it's the mark, it's the evidence of the Lord's presence. And in particular, as I remember hearing, as I understand, this is understood to be it's no ordinary footprint. It's Lord Vishnu's footprint, but it's more than that. It's the footprint of Vishnu as he is about to extend his other foot to encompass the entire cosmos. When he begs three steps of land from Bali and is granted his wish to make his steps, as we know, he takes his three little steps, but his three little steps are not so little. And as he is stepping, he's pushing down, right? There's double weight is going down. As you lift one foot, then all of your weight goes onto the other foot. So when this happens, when Vishnu does this, then right into the stone. And that becomes, it's Vishnu creating his own deity in negative form. Pretty cool. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he went to Gaya and he had darshan, and we are told that when he had darshan of this foot, he became overwhelmed. He cracked up, we would say. Now there's some discussion among scholars looking at the different versions of this episode, sort of what happened first and what happened next, and what was the sort of deciding factor in this, what we might call appropriately or inappropriately a conversion experience. Yeah. In any case, there was this intense experience at the temple, and we understand from Krishnadas Kaviraj in this passage, the most important event was the receiving of mantra from Ishwarapuri. In Srila Prabhupada's translation, he says, chanting this Maha Mantra, the verse itself simply says mantra, but I believe verse 83 also uses the word maha mantra. Now, I don't want to confuse everyone, but just for your information, I like to, for devotees to be aware that these discussions go on. The question is, and has been raised, actually, which mantra did Lord Chaitanya receive? Some say that it wasn't what we call the Maha Mantra. It was a 10-syllable mantra, or a, I don't know, 12-syllable mantra. I think they say 10-syllable mantra. In any case, we do have, again, in verse 83, Krishna Nama Maha Mantra. Some will say, no. The Hare Krishna, what you call the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that's not even a mantra. What do you mean it's not a mantra? No, they say a real mantra has to begin with the bija syllable om, and it has to end with either nama or svaha, and it has to have the name of the deity you are worshiping in the dative case. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's a proper mantra, they will say. To which we may say, that's all right, but we have the Maha Mantra. We have the Maha Mantra, and in any case, we understand it is Krishna Mantra. Now, some will also say, how is it, or they may ask, how is it that in the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, all 11,500 verses, or however many it is, we do not find once the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra written? You'll find it in purports, especially in the next chapter, chapter 8. Srila Prabhupada has in practically every purport the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But why is it we don't find the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not in a single verse will you find the entire mantra. You will find it in Chaitanya Bhagavata once. The Hare Krishna movement is all about spreading this Hare Krishna mantra. And people are going to ask you, why is it you don't find this in your book? Huh? As Gaur Govinda Maharaj would say, huh? Any theory? Any answer? Silence. It's okay. We can speculate now. Go ahead. Come on. Let's speculate. Because I don't have a definitive answer to this, but I have some ideas. Yes. Too much ecstasy. Yes, that could be. Sukadeva Goswami wouldn't speak the name Radha. Too much ecstasy. Okay. That might be a reason. Any other ideas? Gauri Prabhu, you must have a theory. Come on. He's got too many theories. He's been a college student. Too much speculation. Yes.
Is it possible that the writers have taken a life of sort of quite enormous license,
That the writer has taken enormous license? By not including it? No, my question is, it's the other way around, that we do not find it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We do not find the Hare Krishna mantra. I'm saying, yes, you'll find it in the purports, Prabhupada is speaking, but you will not find it in the verses. You'll find parts of it. You'll find Hari Hari, that you'll find a lot. And you'll find Krishna Krishna. I don't know if Rama Rama is there. Well, one thing is, it is a tradition in writing of transcendental literature that when there is a mantra referred to, it is not spelled out. Why? Because mantra is received from guru. Mantra is not something you get. Nowadays, you can get everything everywhere. You can get the Rig Veda Gayatri Mantra from the internet. You can probably even get an audio recording of it. But mantra is received from Guru. And this is highlighted in today's verse. In a sense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only asking the specific question, what kind of mantra have you given me? It's making me crazy. But what is this blessing you have given me? Because with mantra is given blessing. If mantra is there, but there's no blessing to chant the mantra, then it's not mantra. Now, you may ask, but we have so many devotees not yet initiated. They've been chanting. Some of us may have been chanting Hare Krishna mantra for years. I know some devotees who are what we call eternal bhakta. I mean, we're all bhakta. We're all bhakta, bhaktin. But, you know, we have these funny ways of designating someone not initiated versus someone initiated. So we have our eternal bhaktas. For whatever reason, they don't feel inclined or ready to be initiated. But they're chanting Hare Krishna. So what about that chanting? Does that mean it's useless? No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prabhupada says he said in one lecture, anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna, we can understand, has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears the chanting of Hare Krishna and takes it seriously and begins chanting seriously has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's, in one sense, already initiation has taken place. I'm not saying, you know, don't say, oh, that Krishna Kshetra, it sounds like he's some Ritvik. Voila. No, that's not the idea. But there is a process of initiation, and it begins with hearing from devotees who are connected to devotees who have been properly initiated, who have received the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is a very interesting inversion of situation considering who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we take it that he is none other than Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is he doing receiving a mantra? Isn't it the other way around? When Lord Brahma is doing his austerities and he has heard a kind of mantra, ta, pa, he understands, oh, okay, austerity, that's what I have to do now. And he does his austerity for so long, and then eventually a mantra is revealed to him. He hears from Lord Krishna, I never remember which is first. He hears the flute and from that the mantra, or he hears the mantra and from that the flute. But in any case, there's flute and there's mantra, right? From Krishna, not the other way around. Here's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's the other way around. And when Lord Brahma heard the mantra, he didn't go to Krishna and say, Krishna, what kind of a mantra have you given me? Now I'm going crazy. Here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he says, you've given me a mantra and it's making me crazy. So nice. Wouldn't it be nice if we had this problem? Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tara balo. What is the power of this mantra? Japite japite mantra korila pagalo. I've become mad. Shall we continue to hear his question? He's elaborating his question in the next verse. Shall we continue? Okay. Hasai nachai more korai krandanno এত্য শুনি গুরু হাসি বলিলা বচ্ছন বচ্ছন. Chanting the holy name in ecstasy causes me to dance, to laugh, and to cry. When my spiritual master heard all this, he smiled and then began to speak. It's a short purport. When a disciple very perfectly makes progress in spiritual life, this gladdens the spiritual master, who then also smiles in ecstasy, thinking, how successful my disciple has become. He feels so glad that he smiles as he enjoys the progress of the disciple, just as a smiling parent enjoys the activities of a child who is trying to stand up or crawl perfectly. So parents will understand this. Parents are very happy when the child shows any little step of progress in growing up. The first crawling, the first steps, the first efforts to speak, everything is celebrated. And similarly, Prabhupada is saying, with the feeling that the spiritual master has in relation to the disciple, with every little bit of progress that we make, then the guru is smiling. Srila Prabhupada was very proud of his disciples. The guru is the most humble, but Srila Prabhupada was he was proud in a humble way. he was sometimes boasting of his disciples, how they are progressing in spiritual life. They are giving up everything simply to chant Hare Krishna. Just see. And in this way he would express not that the credit was for himself, but the credit was for the process and for the devotees. He wanted to stress again and again that anyone can take up this process and become perfected. So let's find out what Ishwarapuri says, shall we? Krishnanam mahamantra etashabab je jope tara kishne upajoyabab. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. Krishnanama mahamantra eta svabhav, the svabhava, the character, the nature of the mahamantra. Je jope, one who does japa of this mantra, tarukishne upojaya bhava. The bhava, the ecstasy, the loving ecstasy in relation to Krishna, upajaya. Upajaye, it arises. Okay, we have another, a bit longer purport from Srila Prabhupada now. In this verse, it is explained that one who chants the Hare Krishna mantra develops bhava, ecstasy, which is the point at which revelation begins. It is the preliminary stage in developing one's original love for God. Lord Krishna mentions this bhava stage in Bhagavad Gita, verse 8 of chapter 10. Ahang sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. A neophyte disciple begins by hearing and chanting, associating with devotees, and practicing the regular principles, and thus he vanquishes all of his unwanted bad habits. In this way, he develops attachment for Krishna and cannot forget Krishna even for a moment. Bhava is the almost successful stage of spiritual life. A sincere student orally receives the holy name from the spiritual master, and after being initiated, he follows the regular principles given by the spiritual master. When the holy name is properly served in this way, automatically the spiritual nature of the holy name spreads. In other words, the devotee becomes qualified in offenselessly chanting the holy name. When one is completely fit to chant the holy name in this way, he is eligible to make disciples all over the world. And he actually becomes Jagat Guru. Then the entire world, under his influence, begins to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thus, all the disciples of such a spiritual master increase in attachment for Krishna, and therefore he sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes dances, and sometimes chants. These symptoms are very prominently manifest in the body of a pure devotee. Sometimes when our students of the Krishna consciousness movement chant and dance, even in India, people are astonished to see how these foreigners have learned to chant and dance in this ecstatic fashion. As explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, actually, this is not due to practice, for without extra endeavor, these symptoms become manifest in anyone who sincerely chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I want to stop there. There's more to the purport, but it just strikes me, maybe this is obvious, but this second paragraph beginning, a sincere student orally hears, and then suddenly, Prabhupada starts talking about how one who achieves this state of offenseless chanting is qualified to make disciples all over the world. He's sort of, what? Suddenly he's talking about making disciples. I think Prabhupada's talking about himself here. And he's speaking about his own experience. He found from his own experience that he could, by the grace of his spiritual master, chant offenselessly Hare Krishna. And he found that by doing this, it became possible for him to preach. And he found that by doing this, he found that he had followers. And what was the natural thing to do was to accept them as his students. His, Prabhupada sometimes used the word student, his disciples. And very soon, there were then so many students, and he found that they were chanting and dancing very happily. And what was the result of this? He found himself sometimes crying, sometimes dancing. We saw Srila Prabhupada dancing here in Rath Yatra, London, in 1973, dancing and crying, same time. Tears were coming from his eyes as he was dancing, and so on. So I think Prabhupada is talking about himself here. But of course, he's speaking in general terms, and by this he's suggesting, he's inviting us to all become qualified. And there's an interesting little point here at the end of this paragraph. Says, as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, actually this is not due to practice, for without extra endeavor these symptoms become manifest in anyone who sincerely chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, Srila Prabhupada's books are full of the word practice, that we practice the process of spiritual life. And another word that you'll find again and again is gradual or gradually. But here we have something else. Here we have the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, not gradually, but very suddenly, becoming overwhelmed. He's received this mantra, and now he's saying, I've become mad, and I'm chanting, I'm dancing, and I'm laughing, and I don't know what's come over me. And he's going to go back to Navadvip, practically a different person. Suddenly, there has been a change. And here, Prabhupada says, it is not by practice. Wait a minute, Prabhupada, you always say it's by practice, and now you're saying it's not practice. What is it? We may feel like that sometimes, but it's both. There is the gradual process, and there may be sudden revelation. And the devotee is always anxiously waiting and patiently waiting. Tatenu kampan susamikshamano, susamikshamano, eagerly anticipating, when will the curtain open and I'll actually see Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda? When will I actually hear this Maha Mantra? When, oh when, will that day be mine? And that is the question that Mahaprabhu prays in the verse directly prior to this verse of the Shikshastakam, Yugaitam Nimeshina Chakshusha Pravishaitam. What's the verse just before that? Ayi nanda tanuja patitang mang vishame bhavamudo. There's another one in between. How does it start? Nayanam galadashu daraya varanam gadgarudaya gira pulakar nichitam vapu kada. It's the question, when am I going to experience that revelation? And then this verse, Yugaitam, that's the revelation. But what's the revelation? Krishna, where are you? Shunyaitam, it's empty. This world's empty. So anyway, gradual, but anticipating some revelation that is invited in this passage. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Any questions or comments or discussion? Or